This week, we're looking at climate change and fish in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We kick off our series, In Warm Water, with a look at Lake Superior. It's long been the coldest and most pristine Great Lake. But Lake Superior's future could look radically different. Warming water and decreasing ice are threatening the habitat of some of the lake's most iconic fish. From northern Minnesota, reporter Jess Mador has the story.
On a fishing trawler turned research vessel in the Duluth Harbor, University of Minnesota Duluth scientists and students head out into the open waters of Lake Superior. Physicist Jay Austin is leading the expedition. He's an expert from the University of Minnesota Duluth's Large Lakes Observatory. His team is out here today to gather data about the lake's condition. Researchers plan to submerge a special instrument called the CTD. It looks like a robot. It's rigged with electronic sensors and bottles to sample the water.
The lids on those bottles will slam shut at various depths, trapping that water so that we can bring it up without mixing it with the water above it.
They lower the CTD into the lake suspended on thick chains. Turns out, lakes are a great way to measure climate change. Austin analyzed more than 100 years of Lake Superior water readings. The numbers show the average summer water temperature has increased by more than 4 degrees since the 1980s. That's even faster than the air temperature is warming.
And 4 degrees doesn't sound like a lot, but when you start looking at how narrow the ranges of temperature for fish, for instance, are, where they find it a habitable lake, 4 degrees suddenly looks like an awful lot.
More than 78 species of fish live in Lake Superior. Many of them, like Siskoet lake trout, need cold water to survive. And for now, at least, Lake Superior is still very cold much of the year. But scientists want to know what might happen to native fish if the water continues to heat up. Austin's research shows shrinking ice cover in winter is warming Lake Superior even faster than previously thought. That's because without ice, there's nothing to reflect the sun's thermal rays. And it's not just the lake. Warming's already taking a toll on rivers and streams that feed into Lake Superior, too. Signs of climate change are visible here at the French River, where a sandbar blocks the mouth of the tributary. Don Schreiner's with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. As the air and water warm, he says, Lake Superior's tributaries are evaporating at a faster rate. Lower water levels make life difficult for migratory fish. They depend on rivers to spawn.
Right now, it would be very difficult for a fish to get into this river unless it can jump that mouth.
He says an even bigger concern is the potential spread of invasive species attracted by warming waters. The fear is that invasive species could eventually gain the upper hand and crowd native fish out. In the woods, a few miles away, fisherman Steve Dahl works in his backyard fish shack. He's president of the North Shore Commercial Fishing Association. He worries new invasive species could devastate his business.
The invasives almost is a greater concern than anything because they could wipe us out in 3 years. You know, the wrong thing gets in here.
Forecasts suggest climate change could actually make Lake Superior more productive for native fish in the short term, but an increase in invasive species could ultimately offset any gains. For the Environment Report, I'm Jess Mador.
Tomorrow, we'll hear how warmer temperatures could mean leaner meals for fish in the Great Lakes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.